Imagine paying off your house in less than 10 years on an average income of $35,000, buying cars with cash, and spending only $350 a month on groceries for a family of seven. I can hear you saying, not possible. Well, I've got America's Cheapest Family right here who says they did all that and more. They are Steve and Annette Economides. Yes, that's their real last name. The Economides have been called the first family of frugal and the economical Economides. But the name that finally stuck is the title of their new book, America's Cheapest Family. Good morning, Steve and Annette.
How are you doing, Barbara?
I'm
fine. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Well, you have since purchased a second, larger home and took an incredible yet economical vacation, well, several vacations actually, all while putting money in savings and easily supporting your family. Everyone wants to know, how did you do it?
Okay, well, there isn't any one magic formula. It's really being aware of where your money's going, knowing where you're spending your money, and then looking in all the areas of life, from clothing and recreation to food and vacations, and looking at all the areas where you spend money and just fine-tuning your skills so that you're saving as much as you can and still getting the quality that you want.
But our bottom line, all through the 24 and a half years that we've been married, has been we're going to avoid debt with a smile. We aren't going to go buy anything that we don't have the money already saved for. And some people say that's stupid. But, you know, and maybe they would have been right and we would have kind of caved if they'd really hit us hard the first couple of years of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But after 24 years of doing this, we realize that there are so many ways to save money and there are so many great deals to be found, especially with the advent of Craigslist and eBay and FreeCycle and all these things that are out there, that there's no reason to ever pay retail. And that's one of the keys for us to be able to live the life we're living and not spend gobs of money.
Right. Because actually, when you incur payments for cars and you have credit card payments or your huge house payment and anything else, a timeshare, it actually lowers your standard of living on a monthly basis rather than raising it.
Because you've got to work more hours to support that stuff. You're like trying to hold up this tower so it doesn't fall over. And our whole goal has been to keep our overhead as low as possible so that we can take vacations, so that we can... I've been laid off three times from jobs and
wow.
gone months without income, but because we've kept our overhead low, we've been able to survive that without borrowing a penny.
Yeah, we should tell our listeners that neither one of you have degrees in finance or six-figure
nope.
salaries. You
right.
figured this out on your own, and one of the things that you suggest in your book is you're telling us to develop an easy-to-manage system to eliminate debt within 18 months.
Right.
Some people are thinking, there's no way I can eliminate the debt in my life in 18 months. Are you saying it's possible?
Well, of course, it depends on how much you have, and we're not including a house in that. And,
right.
of course, there probably wouldn't be a $30,000 car in that unless you were earning six figures. But people can get out of debt much faster than they think they can. Basically, what you do is you get a piece of paper and list your debts, smallest to largest, total amount for each one. Hold your breath, stop your spending, and then start to generate a little extra income. Maybe it's looking in your closet and finding the clothes that still have tags on them and getting your receipts out and taking them back to the store, or looking for around your kitchen for some appliances, smaller appliances that you don't use.
Or it's having a garage sale, taking stuff out of your house that you just don't need anymore. Somehow you're going to generate some extra money. And once you do that, you take the excess you've generated, you've made a commitment to paying everybody on your list something, but you put all the excess on that smallest debt. And no joke, most people can pay that smallest debt off in 1 to 2 months, and then they take what you're paying. You take what you're paying on that smallest debt plus any excess you've generated again, and you pay it on your second one. And eventually you're going to stop feeling like you're a victim under the pile, and you're going to feel like you've got some control over this thing. And the enthusiasm and the empowerment you feel will be phenomenal, and it just snowballs from there.
So you said you've been married 24 years. How many years of that marriage have you been practicing this?
Okay, well, you know, a lot of those finance people out there that write books have come to where they are because there was a huge financial crisis in their life, and we have never had one of those.
When we first were married, I was earning $6.50 an hour, and Annette wanted to stay home, and people told us we were crazy. They said I should work two jobs, and Annette should work one job, and save all our money. We should be in a house in 3 years. And what we did is I brought home $838 a month take home, and she stretched that money
until it begged for mercy. And it was my job to stretch those pennies as far as they would go. And what started out as necessity eventually became a game, and because we had so much success at it, it became a very fun game to play.
So we bought our first house in 3 years, and people were just amazed. On one salary, we bought the house. Over that time, you know, our income increased a little bit, but it never, our average for the first 12 years of our marriage was $35,000.
Wow.
And we paid off that house in 9 years. Now, we didn't buy the biggest, fanciest house. I got to tell you, it was a bank repo. We bought smart. We didn't buy something that was four or five times our income. It was only less than three times our income was what we mortgaged. And so we kept our spending below what the banks would even allow us, and that allowed us to pay it off quickly. It doesn't sound sexy, does it?
It sounds like a lot of work, and that's what my concern is. A lot of people get discouraged. I noticed you were talking about dry cleaning and taking a look at our wardrobe, and I think that's a great idea because I've spent about $300 getting most of my clothes dry cleaned, and at the time I didn't think anything of it. I was like, well, they have to be dry cleaned, and I have to wear them to work.
Mm-hmm.
But after reading what you said about how to purchase clothes, I'm starting to think a different way now.
Yep.
Good.
Our book is unique in that we wrote it not just for the black belt tightwad, but we've got baby steps. And see, what happens is people hear us on the phone or on the radio, and they go, I could never live like them. And we're not advocating that you live like us, because there's no one way to live out this frugal lifestyle. But you can take one step today. And at the end of every chapter in the book, we say, look, here's a baby step you can take if you're a beginner. Here's a step you can take if you're intermediate. But do something today to improve your finances, because if you do, it's not going to return empty. You're going to make tons of money, and it's the little things. Like, your eyes were opened by us saying, don't just look at the cost of the clothes. Look at what it costs to maintain them.
Right.
And if you can choose to buy good-looking clothes that you like, that, you know, flatter your figure or whatever, but they don't have to be dry cleaned, you save money. And that money can be used to achieve goals that you really want to achieve.
And Barbara, it may sound like a lot of work initially, but it's just like brushing your teeth. Do people think about that anymore? No, they just do it.
Have you ever seen a little kid try to brush their teeth for the first time?
Yeah.
It takes total concentration. Every ounce of their being is wrapped up in brushing their teeth. And now, you know, we do it while we talk on the phone, you know, I don't know, but it doesn't take any concentration, and that's the way these habits are. You don't form a new habit immediately and do it perfectly. It's going to take some trial and error. But if the desirable goal is in front of you of being debt-free or paying something off or buying a house, if that's desirable enough, you'll put up with learning the new habit.
And really, financial freedom feels so good.
Oh, it's great.
It feels so good that it may initially take that mindset of, I've got to put a little bit of effort into this. But once you start on that road, it is so rewarding.
It's addictive.
You will stop thinking about that it takes effort, and you will look at all the successes, and you'll say, this is so totally worth it.
What the coolest thing is, when you make that first success, you're going to stand there and go, I saved $400. I got to call somebody. I got to tell somebody. You know, this is great.
You've got a great chapter in here for kids, too, for parents with kids, teaching the kids how to earn and manage their own money with the
right.
Money Smart Kids system.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, we started that many years ago with our kids, and they start when they can start doing chores when they're 3 years old, but they start with their envelopes when they're about 8, and then when they're about 11, they start purchasing their own clothes.
Now, the envelopes, what that means is they get a little bit of pay each week based on the chores they do and things they do around the house, and they have to divide their money into three envelopes: give, save, and spend. We keep it real simple.
Oh.
When they turn 11, if wouldn't it be great if we got our paycheck and we didn't have to pay any bills? So we could go out to dinner, and we could go buy the toys we want, and, you know, take a cruise. And
you can do that if you're living with mom and dad.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. When we give kids an allowance, but there's no reality bent to it,
right?
We're teaching them that, we're going to support you, and that's not what we want to teach our kids.
Right.
So we say at age 11,
that they start buying their clothes, and it kind of gets rid of the want for that $150 sneakers, but it also teaches our kids thrifty habits. Our kids love thrift stores because their clothing money stretches so much further. And then at 16, when they start their first part-time job, then they start saving money for a car and for insurance and for college. Most of our kids have gotten scholarships, and so there's been no loans and nothing out of our pocket for college.
They paid cash for their cars. They've learned to be responsible. And when they get their job, their first job, because they've learned to manage their money so well, first off, they feel like they're earning thousands of dollars, and they're doing great. but their employers appreciate their ability to work hard and pay attention to the little details.
You both got a really nice compliment from one of the people that I admire, Paul Harvey, from The Rest of the Story. He says, of all the How to Do It books ever written, the best and most constructively useful are The Bible, Voltaire's Candide, and this one. And this one meaning America's Cheapest Family Gets You Right on the Money by Steve and Annette Economides. He says, the time is right for somebody to give us a lesson in practical economics. There is no free lunch. Congratulations, Annette and Steve Economides. I pray your readers will practice what you teach.
It blew us away. We actually talked to him twice. He called our house, and we didn't expect that. And he is the most gracious man out there. But the fact that he wrote those words blew us away, because he actually read our book. And we are... We're humbled by it, but we know that the truths that we have in the book, they aren't coming from an ivory tower. They're coming from the trenches, and we're here to encourage people that they can make it. They don't have to be victims of the economy. They don't have to be victims of their own habits that have hurt them. We can get out of this, and we can make things better.
Right, and if people want more information, they can visit our website, americascheapestfamily.com. We have a bookstore there where they can order the book, or they can...
It's discounted.
Right, or they, of course, they can pick up our book at any Barnes & Noble, Borders, Bookstar around the country.
You know, we are convinced that if you just take one of those chapters, even the grocery chapter, mm-hmm. and you apply a couple of the things that are in there, you'll easily save $1,000 this year. Wow. The clothing chapter, if you apply that, you're going to save hundreds of dollars. Buying cars could save you $150,000 over your lifetime. It's common sense stuff, but you're going to be empowered to be a better consumer.
Just like your book title, it sounds like you get us right on the money. America's Cheapest Family by Steve and Annette Economides. Their website, again, is americascheapestfamily.com. Thank you both so much for
joining
us.
Good talking
with
you.